there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. By the way, just a quick little program note. We do have people in the Scuba Radio chat room going at it today. If you want to go there, just go to scubaradio.com and chat to your heart's content. Also, I had an opportunity to check the Scuba Radio Facebook page.
Yes.
Matthew has commented on our post and just said, listening to the show, I'm going lobstering. 2 weeks, it opens in California. So I don't know if that's a challenge to the lobster slayer that he thinks that I should travel out to the left coast and school those California divers on how us Florida boys slay the bugs.
Or he could just be telling you what he's up to.
Oh, that could be, too.
It's not all a challenge, you know.
No, I think it's a challenge. It is. I am the lobster slayer. Take that. You?
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
You're looking at me more strangely than normal.
Yeah, that is unusual. I understand.
Yeah, that is a shocker. Maybe
usually we're only up to about a 7 on the Greg being strange scale.
Yeah.
By the beginning of hour 2.
Well, this is 2 weeks in a row we've been in the studio.
I can see you getting restless.
I got a little cabin fever.
I understand.
Maybe I have to hit the road, do some lobster. And I am. I'm planning to do that right after the show next Saturday.
If you start walking now, in 2 weeks, you should get to California.
Or maybe I need to head over to the Bahamas. That would be a good idea.
You could start walking now, and in 2 weeks, you'd be in the water.
Okay, and then I could swim. Or no, how about this? I take a plane. I had Beth Watson, who is the daughter of the famous Neil Watson that we have on the show quite often.
I always think of Neil as the father of the famous Beth Watson.
I think that's, isn't that pretty much the story there, Beth? You're the brains behind the whole Neil Watson operation. Let's be real. Come on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. See, she's just as...
accommodating?
Accommodating, or I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I know what the word is, but we can't say that.
Oh, that's right, yes. It's all good, yeah. But Beth is, she's the brains behind Neil Watson Undersea Adventures and runs a lot of stuff for the Bahamas Diving Association and helps them out. And that's what we're going to talk about, is some specials and... first off, the new 800 number, or the 800-866-DIVE, which is a new reservation system that the Bahamas Ministry, or BDA, has set up. Right, Beth?
That's correct.
And what is that entail exactly? You call that, and basically they put them, that number will connect you directly with a dive professional like yourself in the to facilitate setting up a dive package, or what?
Correct. You call that number, and the call center will then forward those calls to our office to be able to help the divers book their vacations to the Bahamas.
Now, once again, that's 1-800-866-DIVE.
So when you call
that toll-free number and say you want to talk about booking a dive package in the Bahamas, then they will forward it to someone there in your office, which you guys have obviously traveled every island in the Bahamas. You know it. Like the back of
There's
your hand.
700 She's islands in the Bahamas.
Actually, Beth is a Bahamian-born citizen, right? Or dual
citizen. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
Beth,
she...
have you traveled to all 700 Bahamian islands?
No, I unfortunately haven't, but...
Nobody has.
That is my goal in my future.
She's done 699 of them.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
see?
You go.
She's been around the block. Or she's been on an island.
Be careful, Dad's listening.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Yes, but it's all good. Beth never really does know what it takes to get there, especially because that's what you specialize in, is setting up these packages, these flight schedules and things from the States over to the Bahamas so people can maximize their dollar and have the trip of a lifetime there in the Bahamas.
Absolutely.
And all people need to do is call 1-800-866-DIVE. 1-800-866-DIVE.
And you got to ask for, though, a dive package. If you just say, I want to book a trip to the Bahamas, that won't necessarily get you someone who is familiar with the diving. Right, Beth? Is that how it works or what?
Well, that's actually the dedicated dive line. So if they just say that they want to book a dive vacation, then they will definitely forward them to our office.
Oh, I got
it. But
you.
If
okay.
they're just asking for a brochure, then the fulfillment center will then just take their information and mail them a packet.
All right, I gotcha. All right, so if you call that number, they will forward it to you guys, and you'll actually get a live voice who is familiar with the diving options they have in the Bahamas.
Absolutely.
And for a diver, I don't believe that there's a location, a foreign country, which is closer than the Bahamas. I mean, naturally, Mexico and Canada are adjacent to us, but I don't consider any Canadian waters to be a dive destination because it's too damn cold.
Yeah.
And I think that once you get into Mexico, you got too far to go to get to the water. So I consider the Bahamas to be the closest foreign country you can travel to. And I'm wondering, do you have a song which goes with 1-800-866-DIVE? Because I've already worked out a dance.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to hear it, though.
Really? You don't want to see it. I'll trust you. Trust me on that one. But let's move on to some of the specials that you guys are featuring right now, Beth. What are some of the things we can take advantage of if we're flying over to the Bahamas from the States?
Ooh, me.
What? You?
Me.
You
feel free to take advantage of me if you take me to the Bahamas.
Well, right now we're running our free companion airfare, and for the first time, the Ministry of Tourism and the Out Island partners, as well as the BDA, have partnered to be able to offer these to our divers. And it's from anywhere in the U.S. with a four-night minimum stay. It's an air-inclusive package to any of the destinations we have listed on the website. They just need to book by October 13th, but the travel dates are anytime between now and February 16th of next year.
Wow.
Of course, not valid over Thanksgiving and Christmas New Year time frame.
Right. Okay. But there you go. See, you could book this and take Bill for free or make
Absolutely.
Him pay and then you go for free.
There you go.
There you go. So that's a free companion airfare, four-night minimum stay. Must book it by October 13th. What else do we have?
We have an instant credit from Florida, which is a $300 instant credit off the total vacation package, which pretty much has almost the same requirements, the book-by date, but that one also includes your U.S. departure tax, which, as you know, is about $120 to leave your country.
Mm.
So that one does include the taxes, so it's a full $300 credit off the full package price.
Okay, so you can take either one of those specials and kind of compare them and decide, all right, it better to take the $300 credit versus the free companion airfare, depending on where you're flying from, would determine which special makes best sense for you, I guess, right?
Absolutely. And if there's anybody out there that has already purchased their package and their airfare, if they are going to Nassau and want to visit one of the Out Island options, we have our two fly free from Nassau. And that's a four-night minimum, but that one expires November 30th. So two can fly free. They already have, say, their package booked with Stewart Cove.
Right.
They can come over and check out one of the Out Islands for four or three nights, includes tax also, and fly over for free with their guests.
No, that's really nice. So you make it a little Out Island package, a little island hop.
Absolutely.
Type of thing, which is really, that's the best of both worlds. You go over and do some diving with Stewart Coves there. In Nassau Paradise Island, which is great diving in its own right, but it's very developed. You can do the whole casino thing, the little big, Caribbean island kind of experience, and then hop off and really go, live your own Corona commercial pretty much.
Absolutely. And the islands that are participating in the Out Islands with us are the Abacos, we have Andros, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Exuma, Harbor Island, Long Island, San Salvador. So we have a wide variety of different options for the diver to choose from. And if they just go to the website and take a look, they can research it on their own, or they can give us a call and we can better direct them of whatever package really matches what their itinerary is.
You know, something you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, which I want to come back to, it costs $120 to leave the United States.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm always bitching and moaning that it costs $20 to leave the Bahamas.
Yes, a lot of people don't realize that, because when they're buying the ticket to the U.S. from, say, one of the domestic carriers or international carriers like Continental or Delta or American, they give you a total airfare price. But if you actually look at the ticket,
who does?
$120 of that is the taxes to leave your country. So the $20 Bahamian departure tax is actually reasonable.
Yeah, the flight is like $50.
Exactly.
I did not realize that it cost $120 to leave the United States.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are they afraid we're going to spend money elsewhere?
They're afraid you won't come back from the Bahamas.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a reasonable fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I almost let the $20 departure tax keep me there.
Yeah.
I'd come home, but I'm out of cash.
Yes, that'd be a good excuse for sure. All right, once again, it's 1-800-866-DIVE. You can take advantage of any of these specials over to the Bahamas, and they'll connect you right there to the Bahamas booking office there with Beth and the gang.
Now, this is the first time I'm happy to hear about Bahamas booking offices, because normally I'm being booked as part of the arraignment process.
For not paying your departure taxes?
Well, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, it's more the scene that I make about the departure tax.
Yeah, that dance. It's the dance that he does for the... For the custom agents, they don't find it very amusing. It's
I should really
disturbing.
Wear belts or suspenders or something.
Yeah, but I just had that picture flash before my mind there.
Oh no,
distracted me just to say I apologize to everyone listening. So Beth, well, thank you so much for the update. I know you got a lot of people to talk to, so we're going to let you get back to your weekend. But thanks for the update. And once again, it's 1-800-866-DIVE.
Again, that's
correct.
1-800.
And they also can see us on the website, which is bahamasdiving.com.
There you go, bahamasdiving.com. Either one, and you can find these specials online, or just call the number, and they will hook you up accordingly. All right, Beth, have a great day, and thanks for checking in.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. Beth Watson. She's the brains behind Neil Watson's Undersea Adventures.
And
Neil is the face.
Neil's the tongue behind the operation.
Yeah. He really is, actually,
yes,
now
is.
That you mention it.
Mm.
Yeah.
1-800.
He broke that thing out at his birthday party, at his 70th birthday party.
You mean the fake tongue?
Well, probably both, actually. Yes. He has this little prosthetic tongue that he brings out for pictures.
It's not a prosthetic. It's a fake tongue.
Well,
it's not a prosthetic. It's not something that he's had because he had some sort of tongue damage.
Well, I don't know if it was damage. It was just an appendage
thing.
He wasn't
out of Captain Slate's for the creature feature.
He has a tongue enhancement.
Barracuda bit his tongue off.
And he uses it for colorful pictures in his hot tub.
I'm thinking he might use it for something else, but we were talking with his daughter, so we probably want to avoid that.
Exactly. She's still on hold, right? Oh crap.
Damn
she can
it.
Hear this.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yes, Captain Slate, by the way, 2 weeks from today, October 2nd, I believe, is the weekend. They are doing the next underwater scooter race there, Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. They're going to scooter around the wreck of the Spiegel Grove. It'll happen the weekend. Well, it'll be October 1st through 3rd. Will be all the festivities. Like Friday, they have a little welcoming party on Friday afternoon, evening. And then Saturday, they have a test day. And then Sunday, I believe, is the race. But if you go to wreckracingleague.com, you can get all the information to sign up and participate as either a racer, an underwater scooter racer. If you have a scooter, you can literally race it around the Spiegel Grove and might end up winning a prize, let alone bragging rights, for being the fastest scooter racer in Key Largo that weekend. Or you can be a spectator. You could be in the stands, or in this case, maybe floating above the top deck.
If you like to
Spiegel
watch.
Grove, watching the guys zip around the Spiegel Grove.
If you don't want to be a participant, if you want to get your hands dirty, if you don't want to be involved, if you don't want to be the sort of person who looks for a prize for finishing first, feel free to watch.
Yeah, you know, it'll be fun. It will be a lot of fun. And it also, this particular race, this is the third one that I'm aware of. This one is going to have a aspect, which is going to be nice, because they're going to be honoring the memory of Wes Skiles from National Geographic, and he did all kinds of great things as far as mapping Florida's aquifer underwater. He died, it's probably been about a month ago now, at least, I guess. But
it was just before we went away on our trip.
Yeah.
And, so it was longer.
But him and
the end of August.
Captain Slate, great friends. And so there is that nice aspect memorializing Wes's contributions to the dive industry and to the world, for that matter, for what he did. And I don't know what they're going to do in honor for him exactly, but I'm sure it'll be something quite nice. And I can guarantee you that Wes will be smiling down over this event, because it's just he was a great, good old boy kind of. You know, diver. You just go up to him and talk about any type of diving. And this type of event where they race these scooters underwater is just a blast. I mean, the guys get together and they're doing it purely out of the aspect of having fun. And that's what it's all about. So we have that coming up 2 weeks from today. Once again, recracingleague.com. You can book that, and either as a participant in the race or as a spectator. Either way, you'd be part of the party, and we may be down there doing a little bit of the coverage ourselves.
Okay.
So let's see. What we got? Is this Big Wave?
It's Big Wave Dave.
Big
it's Wave our
Dave.
Big buddy, Big Wave Dave.
Dave, how you doing, buddy?
How's it going?
Good, my friend. Big Wave Dave from the Be a Diver pool. Are you touring right now, Dave? Are you someplace turning people on to diving, or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm actually out on the West Coast in San Pedro, right outside of L.A., doing a lobster festival right now.
Oh, a lobster festival. Yeah, you know what? We were just talking about slaying the lobsters, and I got somebody on Facebook, one of our listeners, who challenged me, or I thought it was a challenge. And then Bill said he might have just been pointing out the fact that he was going to, but no. He's replied again. He goes, Greg, it wasn't a challenge, but... if you feel it necessary to visit the left coast, we'll teach you how to catch your bugs. And we're going to do this again. So you're doing that. What are they having, a big lobster thing going on this weekend anyway, or what?
Well, it's actually a food festival. They bring it. They're eating Maine lobsters all the way from the East Coast. They bring them in. It's a giant music festival. We'll typically put about 300 people through the pool, have them try and dive.
Nice. Now, are you tempted to throw some live Maine lobsters in the Be a Diver pool just for fun and frolic? Wouldn't that be fun to do?
We actually did that for some TV shoots.
You did? You didn't put in a live lobster in there, though.
Yes, we did. We made sure their arms were still strapped shut. We didn't want the claws pinching us.
Really? So, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You put a Maine lobster in the Be a Diver pool.
Yes.
They don't like the chlorine and stuff in there, do they?
Well, there was a TV shot, so we made the chlorine was real low for it. And
I got
guess what? He went in a boil pot as soon as he was done, so.
Yeah, and he just had a little taste of pool. Had a little chlorine-type feel to him, maybe, but what did they do for the TV shot, exactly? Just to show the guy underwater in the pool with a lobster?
Yeah, we talked about, hey, come on down here, try some scuba diving. When you get out of the pool, you can go eat one of these nice Maine lobsters.
All right, I'm getting hungry. Where's the tub of butter, Bill? Don't we have one sitting here in the studio? I think we have a standby.
Yeah.
There it is. Oh, that's big. Hey, that's not a barrel. Yeah, it is. That's an oil barrel. I thought there was... Ah, that's nice.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old.
You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Coming up in just a matter of minutes, we're going to talk about our Thanksgiving event in Fiji. You can join us for Thanksgiving. Get it? Scuba Radio, Thanksgiving, Fiji. Yeah, it's all coming up in a matter of minutes. But first, Big Wave Dave from the Be a Diver Pool is on the line with us. He's up and hanging out with lobsters and turning people on to diving someplace up north this weekend. If you go to beadiver.com, is that right, Dave? That's where you can get the schedule of where the Be a Diver Pool is going to be?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we're West Coast now, but this just starts a six-week rotation, so I'll be on the road for 6 weeks. In fact, in 3 weeks, I will be down in Orlando over by you at the AARP Expo. So if you're coming out, check us out. We'll do some diving in Orlando.
I like it. So that's 3 weeks from today. So like the around the 8th or so of October, 9th?
Actually, a weekend before. Sorry, so it's 3 weekends, just counting this weekend. So, yeah, we're there September 30th through October 2nd.
Okay, all right, very good. We might be able to make that work and come on down.
Hey, maybe we get some mermaids in the pool or something.
Yeah, well, we don't want to give any of those AARP people heart attacks, do we?
Hey, keep in mind, AARP is young as 50, and I know what a few of us are getting close to out here.
All right, speak for yourself. That's right. I got it at least so many years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Less than five.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking. And, hey, check out beadiver.com. I'll give you a call the next few weeks. Like I said, we got six in a row coming up.
You got it, Dave. All right. Take care, buddy.
Take care.
All right. Big Wave Dave. You heard it. Beadiver.com. Go there for the schedule. And if you have a friend, or maybe you're just listening to the show, you stumbled into this nonsense.
Do you need a friend?
You need a buddy. You need a buddy. You need a dive buddy.
Come to beadiver.com. And we'll be your friend.
No, that's...
If you pay.
No, actually, it's free. You go there and you can try scuba diving
for free. I'm still trying to work on this Bahamas thing.
What do you mean?
Well, it's buy one, get one free. I want to be on the get one free half of this operation.
No, I think what's going to happen, they're going to offer to take you, but you're going to be the one paying. They'll be the one going for free.
Honestly, I may still go.
They're smart. They're smart. Why they listen is anybody's guess. But God bless them for it.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Fish, heads, fish, heads. Holy, holy fish, heads. Fish, heads, fish, heads. Eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads, in the evening floating in the soup.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
All right, I don't know if, you know, as a diver, it makes sense to eat fish heads for Thanksgiving, but if you want to continue with that whole diving theme, maybe it makes sense. But we are going to celebrate Scuba Radio Thanksgiving in Fiji. Basically, we're flying out to Vegas for the DEMA show, which goes a Wednesday through Saturday, November 20th. And then that Saturday, we are going to fly to Fiji and stay at Matava for a week, one of the world's premier eco resorts, and then we're going over to Voli Voli. You're going to hear all about it on a future episode of the show about the whole plan of attack here. However, I haven't been to Matava. That was the one resort we weren't able to go to on our last adventure in Fiji a few months ago. But Terry Huber from Deep Blue Adventures Dive Travel has. Terry's a good friend of Scuba Radio, and she is on with us right now. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Absolutely. Back at you. Now, you have been to Matava. I know Stuart and Richard. I've talked to them a few times. We've shared a scotch. You know, Stuart is Scottish or Irish or Scottish. What is he?
He's Scottish. I'm sure it matters to him.
But yes. I don't think it matters what he drinks.
Yeah. Well, he likes his scotch, though. I know he kind of educated me a little bit.
He may also like his Irish whiskey.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't matter. He likes to go to the bar.
As long as you don't spill it on his tartan.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but
it made a woman giggle, so I'm going to say it again.
It sounded cute anyway.
Yes, I'll go there maybe. Well, no, I won't. It doesn't sound like a guy thing to me. But anyway, Terry, Matava, I've seen the pictures. I've seen the accolades, the awards they've received for like the last, I don't know, 3-4 years. They've got like Patty's Eco Resort of the World or something like that. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And the pictures, I got to tell you, the pictures don't even do the resort justice. It's far off the beaten path, and you get there, and you are just so welcomed. And Richard and the staff are just absolutely incredible. They make you feel right at home, totally eco-resort.
Though
they're running off the solar power.
Right.
The only thing, Greg, that I didn't do, that I did without for the whole week was a hair dryer. So it was like no big deal because everybody else had crappy looking hair too.
Well, what does that mean exactly, eco-resort? That it is powered by solar power and everything is taken into account from an environmental standpoint, from laundry to air conditioning or what?
That's correct. Plus, they have they grow their own fruits and vegetables. The resort you don't have sockets in the room, you know, electric sockets in the room. The only thing that is in your berets are lights. But you know, again, you really didn't find that was a hindrance whatsoever. They do have charging stations in the main beret for people to charge cameras and batteries and so forth. But they're highly eco-conscious, and again, you can check out the website, and they have won numerous awards. If your listeners want to go out and look at their TripAdvisor reports, everything out there is just outstanding, 5 stars across the board.
Yeah, I want to get something across here real quick, that it's an eco-resort, but you're not roughing it. We'll get into more of that next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
You like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to 5-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally
approximately 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Baby, this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
All right, if you're breathing underwater, it doesn't get much better than in Fiji. When we go back there in November, it will be my third trip to Fiji. And I have not been to Matava, and that's what we're talking about at the moment. We're going to spend Scuba Radio Thanksgiving in Fiji. We do a week at Matava, and then we go over to Voli Voli Resort, which we'll talk about in just a bit.
And this is an island named for Ricardo Montalban. Am I right?
Matava, or MATAVA.com. You can check it out on the web. And I know Stuart told me this once, Terry, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I believe Matava is Fijian or something for like dolphin or something. Does that sound right?
No.
Yeah, of course not.
Sorry, Greg. That must have been at the bar one night.
Yes.
I will tell you, the number of facts which Greg comes back with is very, very small.
All right, so
he has a number of vague recollections,
don't
but no facts.
Don't put me on the spot. I know Stuart told me as well. It was. I know it has something to do with eyes, and some kind of
your eyes are the color of the ocean.
Of course, I'm on the radio, so don't quote me.
Interesting. Okay. Well, he may have a different interpretation for you at the bar than he would for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just guessing. But
I guess it depends on how early you got to the bar.
Yeah, exactly. A little scotch and water, it might have a tendency to embellish your story a little bit. But yeah, I know it means something cool. But the bottom line is, it is an eco resort. It's won tons of awards. But what I want to get across is, you said you didn't have a hairdryer in your beret where you stay, but it's not like you're roughing it. This is still very high-class accommodations or luxurious type accommodations, right?
Absolutely. The berets are absolutely gorgeous. They've got beautiful polished hardwood floors. Some of the berets have king beds. Some have two twins, if you've got two guys or two girls going or whatever. But they can pretty much accommodate anybody, full, you know, regular standard bathrooms, beautiful decks that overlook the ocean. Each one is in private, completely surrounded by tropical foliage and palm trees. There is no roughing it.
Yeah. Now, if it's like some of the other resorts that I visited in Fiji, is it surrounded by foliage, like they have like the outdoor shower thing too, or no? Do they do that at Matava?
No.
Okay.
No outdoor shower.
Yeah, we had one place there that had the kind of outdoor shower. It was kind of like, okay, are you sure nobody can see this? Darn it, they can't see. Oh, well.
But I guess that all depends on who you go with.
Yeah, well, exactly. I was just trying to put on a show, and I evidently couldn't. But yeah, I've seen the pictures. It does look pretty amazing, and it's a very small resort as well. So it's very customized to the people that go. What, isn't it like 8 or 9 berets is all they have, right?
Eight or nine.
Yeah, so it's a nice small group. And you go out there and do some diving. I have heard, and maybe you can back me up on this, but when we're out there in November, I have been told that mantas will be common, and there's a good chance that we will see whales, because it's cruising whale season around that time. Does that sound right from your perspective?
Whales could be definitely mantas. They have a great manta dive that's within 30 minutes of the resort. I was there in August. We were serenaded a whole dive by humpback whales. We never did see them, but the next day the fishing boat came back and had a mother and a calf surfaced by the boat. And, of course, the week after I was there, the guests got treated to 2 days of interacting with a mother and a humpback right on the other side of the island that sits right out in front of Matava.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I mean, it just sounds like some pretty amazing diving. The manta dive... That's just where the mantas hang out for, like, a cleaning station? Is that what's going on there, or what?
Pretty much. We were treated to 2 different mantas on 2 different dives, but they definitely frequent there pretty often.
And what about time to the dive sites? I mean, I hear they have a house reef right there in front of Matava as well.
Yes, that's correct. You can do shore diving right from Matava. The dive sites, of course, they're sitting right on the Great Astrolabe Reef, and they could pretty much call it almost their house reef. Some of the sites are only within 10, 15 minutes of you know, getting on the boat.
Excellent. Well, I love the idea. I love the concept. What about, it is an all-inclusive resort. What can you tell me about what they offer food-wise, as well as the kava ceremonies? Is the kava good there in Matava?
Again, you know, when you hear eco resort, you think you're going to rough it. But I tell you, the food was outstanding. Fresh, you know, fresh sashimi at night, home-cooked meals. It was amazing what came out of the kitchen when you think of eco resort. First-class service, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You never ran out of food. The only thing that's not included is your bar tab.
Yes, which could be kind of dangerous, knowing our group. But we'll manage. We will manage. But it's going to be Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. So you think we're going to have to pass the turkey for fish instead when we're in Fiji? Or I don't know. They're not going to have turkey there, I'm guessing. But you never know.
I didn't see any turkeys running around.
All right. Well, I'm okay with that. I would rather go for a fish thing or something of the more local cuisine and wash it down with a kava ceremony of, like, you know, 20, 30 bowls of that brown, dirty water.
You got to love it.
Yes, you got to. You got to talk yourself into it.
Yeah, or not.
No, you do.
After the first few, you don't feel anything anyway.
That's right. See, Terry's been there. She's done that. She knows what I'm talking about. Oh, all right, you can dial up Deep Blue Adventures, 888-266-2209. And Terry and the gang there at Deep Blue Adventures, you'll book this trip for them and take care of everything from airfare and the like to celebrate Scuba Radio Thanksgiving in Fiji at Matava. And I'll tell you a little bit about the second part of the trip there at Voli Voli here next. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
All right, so Scuba Radio Thanksgiving at Mataba Resort in Fiji. By the way, $11.99 with round trip with that includes everything per person. $11.99 U.S. And then you can book your airfare with Air Pacific or a couple other carriers that fly into Nandi and then
how long
over
are you gonna
to
be there?
Kandavo. You can go for a week. We're going to be there for a week, and then
$11.99 is great for a week.
That is an amazing deal, all inclusive with diving and the works. It's a special rate just for Scuba Radio listeners. And once again, if you dial up Terry there at Deep Blue Adventures, you can take advantage of that special, and she'll book everything for you and get all your accommodations and airfare squared away as well. It's Deep Blue Adventures, 888-266-2209.
All right. Now, I was trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Because apparently you thought Mataba meant dolphin.
Yeah.
So I went and found a Fijian to English dictionary.
Okay.
And couldn't find Mataba.
Figured.
But I found some important words. Mataba. Regardless, I couldn't find it. But I could find some important words for you. Eat, for instance, is kana.
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 Yes,
to eat.
Need to do that.
Gunu. Is to drink. Gunu, drink.
Gunu kava.
Yes. And bokola is a corpse to be eaten.
All right, yeah. Fijians used to eat people. So if they come up to you and say, what?
Bokola. You look like a bokola to me.
Start running.
I would think so.
Yes. So yeah. Fiji's an amazing place.
Yes.
This will be my third time to the islands. I'm really excited about going to Mataba and doing Thanksgiving there. And then, by the way, if you want to add on a week, we're going to hang around for another week after that and go over to Voli Voli Resort, where we were last time we were on the island, and hang out with Nick and the gang there. They are a phenomenal group of folks, and they have just a beautiful area to dive and a resort that'll just knock your socks off as well. Now, I personally have great, experience with them, and we're going to hang out with them for a week, too. So you could add on a second week in Fiji and hang out with myself, Mermaid Tony, Tiffany, and the Scuba Cowboy. So we're bringing live music to the islands.
Nice.
In Fiji as well. That's our little package that we're throwing into Scuba Radio Thanksgiving Adventure starting November 20th. For a week or 2 weeks after that in Fiji. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next week, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody!
Eat little snail, you know how to whale, yeah, that's why it's not you want to be out
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.